You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast. Today, with me, Ewan Spence, and Steve Litchfield. Yes, it's an interesting show today. The summer months are here. That means all the secrets are being wrapped up for October and the Q4 lead into Christmas. So there's other stuff to talk about. There was a Ford in America that came out, and admittedly not Symbian, but having a huge effect on the market. But you know, what has been in the news, and I've been going to talk about this briefly at the start here, is the firmware updates for Nokia, specifically Nokia's N95, my current device du jour. I did the update there to version 12, and I have to say, I'm disappointed in part of it. Not in the firmware. I think that the ability for end users to upgrade their own firmware is something that the market definitely needs and is long sought after. What really upset me is that backup doesn't fully back up my device anymore. I did the backup, I restored it, and half my applications were missing. And, you know, I backed up the C drive. You know, I backed up the C drive both onto the PC, using PC Suite, latest version, and onto the memory card. But a couple of my applications didn't map over, didn't back up. A couple of my settings didn't move over. Now, I remember the day, Grandpa Simpson hat on, when a backup meant backup. And if you did a restore, you got back the same device. Now, this obviously is not the case. Now, the problem of this, of course, is OMA, forward digital block security thing. So things like applications, JavaScripts, and to a certain extent, ringtones and wallpapers, if they're flagged up as that, and you're not just using an MP3 on the hard drive that you've copied over yourself, these don't get passed out of the device anymore, so they can't get backed up, and it's really, really annoying. If I'd bought any of these applications over the air, for example, and did the firmware update, and I'd done a backup thinking, oh, that's okay, I'll restore it, and it wasn't there, there's every chance that I would have to either buy them again or hope that the network that I bought them from allowed me to do a re-download. Now, something like Handango does, but it's certainly a lot of the Jamster applications, you don't get a second bite at the cherry. You know, you get an hour to download them, and then that's it. Game over. So that was pretty upsetting. So I just went quiet there because I can hear somebody downstairs from me drilling on their roof and on my floor, which is quite disconcerting. Almost as disconcerting as not getting a full backup. So come on, guys. There must be some way you can flag it up